With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling for Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq to resign over her handling of anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus. Johnson told the Salem Radio Network,
"It's unconscionable. This President Shafiq is shown to be a very weak and inept leader. They cannot even guarantee the safety of Jewish students. They're expected to run for their lives and stay home from class. It's maddening."
Johnson calls the sometimes violent anti-Semitic demonstrations on campuses across the country disgusting and unacceptable, and says it's the job of all Americans to speak out. Speaker Johnson appeared today on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, conservative Supreme Court justices appear skeptical that state abortion bans that took effect after the sweeping ruling overturning Roe v. Wade violate federal health care law, even during some medical emergencies. The case heard Wednesday will determine when doctors can provide abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans enacted after the Roe v. Wade ruling. Pennsylvania voters deciding it will be Casey versus McCormick in Pennsylvania's high-stakes U.S. Senate contest.
Pennsylvania's primary election results have put Democratic Senator Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick on track for an expensive race that's expected to help decide Senate control on Capitol Hill in the November 5th election. Casey is seeking a fourth term, while McCormick is a two-time Senate challenger. Now McCormick's candidacy is shaping up as Casey's strongest challenge yet in his re-election bids. In the presidential race, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump each easily won their party's nominations for the state. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Members of America's largest Protestant denomination talk religion and politics.
A new study from Lifeway Research finds that while most Southern Baptists can be identified as politically conservative, they also support religious liberty for all Americans and a government that does not favor any specific religion. Dan Darling of the Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary says the poll demonstrates that, quote, Baptists strongly believe in a free church in a free state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as issues of homosexuality are splitting the United Methodist Church, other mainline Protestant denominations are trying to paper over their differences. The Church of England held a general synod in London in February this year that debated such issues. Bishops, priests, and laypeople from every diocese voted down several amendments that opposed liturgical same-sex blessings, essentially agreeing to disagree for the time being. This is SRN News. NCAA athletes now eligible to play immediately, no matter how many times they transfer, as long as they meet academic requirements after the association fast-track legislation that fall in line with a recent court order. The nation's top women's basketball star set to make history again with a record sponsorship deal.
Caitlin Clark, the most prolific scorer in NCAA Division I history and number one overall pick in the WNBA draft, is preparing to sign a second contract with Nike, this one paying $28 million over 8 years and coming with a signature shoe. The Wall Street Journal and The Athletic reported the pending deal. Clark earned about $3 million in NIL money at Iowa with State Farm, Gatorade, and others, according to On3.com. The new deal would be the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.